Yo, Tulani must his pride. He lose. He must not spoil everything.
It was wrong last week. It's still wrong now as well. So let us not encourage players to do that. We love football.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. Whoa, this past weekend we saw Chiefs and Pirates in action once again for the Soweto Derby, this time in the PSL. And Amakosi made it 6 Absa Premiership matches in a row by beating the Buccaneers 3-2 in a highly entertaining match at the FNB Stadium. A 5-goal thriller with drama, controversy and everything you hope for from the biggest football match in the country. After the match, we asked you to send your voice note reactions, and you did not disappoint. I'm your host, Slu Paho, and this is Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Chiefs fans were in high spirits after the match. Remember, this is their first league victory over the Buccaneers since 2014. But of course, after such an emotional match, they had a few things to get off their chest.
Hello everybody there, ne? Yo, cho. I am Azumutintini, Chiefs versus Orlando Pirates, FNB Stadium. Full jam packed, firstly, hand applaud to the supporters who were there. Cardozo, man of the match again. Brave penalty taker. Post-match was not up to standard. Kulani must swallow his pride. He lose. He must not spoil everything. No one instructed players to kick other players. Katande and Makaring got a 50-50 challenge. So what he say is really unbelievable. Mato was not the guy pushing each other there. So that guy by the referee, go down to the referee, and we're gonna come with point, say he that what. No. That be fair, chance. This is sports of emotional. So they're pushing each other. No, you must be honest. Let the game be the winner at the end of the day and shake hands and swallow our pride. Tenimoro solo sport murule.
Aye. Amako si. Kaizer Chiefs is doing very well. The commitment is remarkable. So far, so good. We are on top of the league. So it's one game at a time, but we're doing very, very well. So I just hope we'll keep the consistency up until the end of the season. But so far, I'm very, very, very happy. Shapa Makosi. Shapa!
My name is Mama Fefe from Sokala Duma Supporters Club. I'm a supporter of Kaizer Chiefs. I love Kaizer Chiefs very much. I want to talk about Saturday's game, which was Derby on the 9th of November. Firstly, I must thank all the supporters. They came in numbers to the stadium, and it was a very, very good environment at Soccer City. Wow, Pirates, they played very, very well. You can imagine Chiefs was leading 2-0, and it ended up becoming a draw. And even in that 2-0, first goal, it was a Pirates mistake. It was scored by a player of Pirates, Nyawuza. But what's so funny, it's his sign. He made Kaizer Chiefs sign Nyawuza. That one is so funny for me, because you can't do that mistake and then you make a sign of Kaizer Chiefs. That's very, very funny. About their coach, Rulani. He's telling the truth, but sometimes I don't understand him. Yes, we don't want fights at the stadium. We can't tolerate such behavior from the players. Most of the people, they didn't understand when I was angry with Mato. Although he was trying to stop, but I didn't want him to push anyone as a senior player. So I wasn't happy about that. I know most of the people, they say, no. He's right. He's different. No, he's a senior player. He's supposed to stop both of them to say they must stop what they're doing. And about Rulani, I'm confused because it happened in Durban when we were playing with them for Telkom. Lodge, he did something very, very, very bad to Karma. But Rulani was quiet about him. He punched, he even like did that, and there was no ball around Karma. So I don't understand why he only talk now when it's happening to his player. We must stop that to both players. It doesn't matter which team. It was wrong last week. It's still wrong now as well. So let us not encourage players to do that. We love football. And then I can say congratulations to our team, Kaizer Chiefs. They did well, although they were not playing a good football as it was in the last games. They must come back. They must come back because we really need to win this league. This is our league. This is our year. This is our season. We want to take all the cups. Telkom, we want it. League, we want it. Nedbank, we want it. So, kubo makhosi, kubo. I'm very, very happy about winning because we are taking 3 points. We are going. We are a moving train. We're not going back anymore.
Pirates fans were surprisingly quiet this weekend, but I can understand why after two derby defeats in a week. We did have one fan who did not mince his words. Look, I'm not a detective, but I have a feeling that this man was not too happy with the referees.
A good greetings. It was a very lovely game. What I can say is that the referee tried, but he ended up losing the match. So he's an idiot, just straight to the point. Middendorf or whatever, he's also an idiot because they know that they have conferences with these referees and they buy them. Coming back to Njukovic, he's not quality, he's just an idiot again. This was a good football game. It changed when those idiots started changing the game on their own perspective. So we are not happy, we're not proud.
Ish. You can just feel the pain in his voice. Keep your head up, my man. There's still plenty of matches left in the league. We also had plenty of Facebook comments. Nipo Mabika said, from a Sundowns fan, this was the most entertaining Soweto derby we have seen in almost 8 years or so. So many goals and unpredictable moments. As a soccer fan, I really had the time of my life. After the match, Rulani was very upset, saying Chiefs were being thuggish and punching his players-ish. I didn't see that in the live action replay. The fans who also saw the replays also had a different view. Gift Ngoveni said, Rulani should have watched that incident fully. Both players deserved to be sent off. His player is lucky. In fact, even the free kick that led to their first goal was from a clean tackle. His excuses will soon run out. Pirates fans can't be fooled for too long. Other fans questioned his use of subs. Connell Jassy said, how can he bench Shonga in such a crucial game? That man must go and try division teams, not PSL. But Mlungisi was a bit more upbeat about the fixture, saying, great game. Again, congratulations to the noisy neighbors. The game was a lacquer pound for pound game. The refereeing was also good, or at least lesser errors than what we have been accustomed to of late. What a match. Everything we've been missing about the Soweto derby, and we got it twice in 7 days. But that's how we wrap up the Fan Reaction Show. Remember, there's no PSL or Telkom knockout action this weekend due to the international break. Bafana play Ghana on the Gold Coast on Thursday. Fingers crossed we'll be able to watch that match. They'll also face Sudan on Sunday at Orlando Stadium. But from myself, your host Slu Paho, and my editor Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.